Vermont ended 2014 with a jobless rate that was unchanged from the same time in 2013. But as VPR Steve Zinn reports, there's more to last year's employment picture than just the number of people out of work.
Over the course of last year, the Vermont unemployment rate bumped up and down quite a bit, and the December figure of 4.2% is actually higher than it's been most of the year. But University of Vermont economist Art Wolf says once figures are revised in a month or two, the bump should flatten out and show a positive downward trend.
The same thing's happening in Vermont that is happening nationally, and that is unemployment is going down, and it's going down for good reasons.
One of the good reasons Wolf is referring to is the growth of the labor force. Prior to last summer, there was evidence that unemployment was going down, largely because some people simply gave up. They weren't actively looking for work and weren't counted as part of the labor force. But based on current numbers, the labor force has now grown for four consecutive months. The proof that people are finding work is that the unemployment rate has stayed relatively steady over that period.
I think that will be the story of 2014, that the labor force was increasing, but there were also more jobs.
Wolf says there's concern, though, about the kinds of jobs being created. He says there's been an increase in lower-paying hospitality industry jobs and a decline in some better-paying jobs.
Jobs are a nice measure, but really what we're looking for is how's the average family doing or how's the average household doing in terms of their income.
That's the $64,000 question, which, minus a little bit, is what Wolf expects the average Vermont family income to be in 2014. It would mean a growth rate of a respectable 2% annually. But now we begin to slide down a slippery statistical slope. Which figures do we use, what do they mean, and how reliable are they? Wolf's family income figures come from the tax department and include about 75% of Vermont households. But the other 25% or so, the non-family households, are often lower wage earners. In its most recent report on the state of working Vermont, the Public Assets Institute uses figures based on the U.S. Census that include non-family households. Executive Director Paul Celo says the picture isn't as bright.
Jobs is one thing, but then the question is, are most Vermonters making enough money to live? And the answer to that is that fewer Vermonters are making a livable income.
Celo says the apparent growth in labor force and job numbers in 2013 is good, but they're still below what they were before the recession.
You know, this has kind of been the trend over the last several years. We keep sort of repeating the same message, which is things are getting better, but it's very slowly getting better.
Celo says he's concerned that too many people aren't benefiting from the state's economic growth. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.